This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The fourth largest employer in America behind Walmart, the Army, and the Navy is the Post Office, which updates its profits and losses today. For years, pension costs and decreasing mail volume have caused USPS to lose money. Now, many businesses are banding together to support the postal system, forming a lobbying group called the Package Coalition. This includes Amazon and other major e-commerce sellers. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
There's a lot of political pressure to reform the Postal Service. Congressional bills, a presidential task force, and President Trump himself, who says he wants the USPS to charge Amazon more to send packages. Businesses are concerned they could see price hikes or service cuts. Former New York Congressman John McHugh is chairman of the Package Coalition. He's worried about online deliveries to rural areas.
Postal Service is their only go-to place to participate in that e-commerce, either as consumers or as business people.
Package deliveries have been a growing source of money for the Postal Service, bringing in $7 billion last year. Satish Jindal is president of SJ Consulting. He says reforms could push a company like Amazon to develop its own delivery service.
Post office could lose a significant portion of Amazon business, and that would not be good for the post office.
For now, Amazon and the rest of the coalition are hoping their efforts will convince lawmakers not to change too much. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.